and welcome to Training in Japan, the podcast that covers all things trains and travel in the land of the rising sun. I'm your host, Karun, and I'm glad to have you joining me as always. Last episode, I went into detail about Japan's major forms of transportation, rail, road, and air, and compared them to each other so you could plan the best and most convenient trip for when you come to Japan. Today, I will be taking a deep dive into one of my personal favorite regions in Japan, and one that I have mentioned several times on the show, the Tohoku region. So with that, let's begin. So what is the Tohoku region? Well, the word Tohoku literally translates to northeast, or east-north more specifically, and that is exactly where the Tohoku region is located, in the northeastern part of Honshu, the largest island of Japan. It is bordered by the Sea of Japan to the west and the Pacific Ocean to the east, with the north being separated from Hokkaido via the Tsugaru Strait. It encompasses six prefectures: Aomori, Akita, Iwate, Yamagata, Miyagi, and Fukushima, and has a reputation for being a remote but very beautiful region with rugged coastlines, volcanic landscapes, and mountainous terrain, offering some of the best scenery Japan has to offer. The All Mountains stretch across the center of the northern portions of the region, forming a natural barrier between the Pacific Ocean and the inland plains. On the west side of Tohoku, you have the Dewa Mountains spanning Aomori, Akita, and Yamagata prefectures, while the Abukuma Mountains are located in Fukushima and Miyagi prefectures. All of these ranges are characterized by the rugged peaks of their summits and dense forests, and are also very popular for hiking, skiing, and camping. The Tohoku region is also very seismically active, making it prone to volcanic activity and earthquakes. In fact, there are several active volcanoes, such as Mount Bandai, Mount Zhao, and Mount Chokai, with all of them contributing to not only the local hot springs or onsen, but also the fertile soil in the area supporting the agricultural sector as a result, one of Tohoku's main pillars, with about one quarter of Japan's rice paddies being located in this region. Tohoku's coastline stretches for hundreds of kilometers along the Pacific Ocean and the Sea of Japan. The Sanriku coastline, located in northeastern Tohoku, contains cliffs, rocky shores, and fishing villages. If you head off the coast, many islands can be found, with some of the most notable being the Matsushima Islands in Miyagi Prefecture, and have significant cultural heritage. The region's climate depends on the location and elevation of where you're at, with coastal areas seeing mild winters and hot summers. Plenty of rainfall is also seen throughout the year, but the more you head inland, the colder temperatures become and heavy snowfall is not uncommon. The city of Aomori and its surrounding areas see the heaviest snowfall in the world, with an annual average of 792 centimeters. Tohoku also has a relatively low population density compared to other parts of Japan, meaning that much of the region is just vast countryside and mountainous terrain. Historically, Tohoku has been known for its aging population and depopulation, with younger people moving to larger cities within Japan for education and employment purposes. Despite this, however, the region is still culturally rich, and there are several major cities and numerous towns scattered. Playing a vital role in connecting this region is its rail network, which is dominated by JR East and the Tohoku Shinkansen, Japan's longest Shinkansen line, acting as the gateway to those who wish to visit the region. It began operations in 1982 with the opening of its initial segment between Omiya and Morioka stations, and has undergone multiple extensions since then, reaching its terminus at Shin Aomori in 2010, 674.9 kilometers away from Tokyo, passing through major cities such as Fukushima, Sendai, and Hachinohe. But there are also two other Shinkansen lines in Tohoku, the Yamagata and Akita Shinkansen, which connect Tokyo to their namesake cities. Beginning operation in 1992 and 1997 respectively, the Yamagata and Akita Shinkansen act as branches to the Tohoku Shinkansen, and what makes them very unique is the fact that they are mini Shinkansen, which are Shinkansen trains that are able to operate on conventional lines which have been upgraded to accommodate them. I won't be getting into the technical aspects today, but stay tuned for later episodes. In addition to the Tohoku Shinkansen, JR East also has an extensive network of conventional lines too, with some of the trunk lines being the Tohoku Main Line and the Joban Line, both connecting Tokyo to Sendai, but the Joban Line follows the Pacific Coast route instead of going through the central portion of Honshu, and the All Main Line, which connects Fukushima to Aomori via Yamagata and Akita, passes through the western portion of the region. JR East also offers a number of limited express trains to serve the region and its larger cities, where the Shinkansen isn't present. Some services include the Tsugaru, which connects Aomori to Akita, and the Inaho, which links Niigata to Akita. There are also a few private railways scattered throughout Tohoku as well, and even one subway network too, that being the Sendai Subway. Two notable operators in the region are the Iwate Galaxy Railway Company and Aomori Railway Company, which are classified as third sector railways. These are companies that operate independently from the JR Group and private railway companies, typically established through partnerships between local governments, private investors, and the nearby communities to serve specific transportation needs. Both Iwate Galaxy and Aomori Railway were formed when the Tohoku Shinkansen began operations to their respective cities, and so JR East transferred operation of the Tohoku Conventional Main Line between Morioka and Aomori to these two companies. So now that you have an understanding of the Tohoku region, it's time for the travel segment where I give you some places that I think are worth taking the time for you to visit whenever you get the chance. If you remember in the Rail Passes episode, I actually recommended taking advantage of the Tohoku Area Pass, and this still holds true, as it gives you full access to the JR East network in the region, including the Shinkansen, for 5 days. While the price has gone up since then to 30,000 yen as of this recording, it is still excellent value for money and the perfect choice for those travelers wishing to see some of the locations I'm about to talk about. So first up is Sendai. I recommended Sendai in my Rail Passes episode, but that won't stop me from recommending it again. This is the capital city of Miyagi Prefecture and is the largest city in the Tohoku region, serving as its cultural, economic, and educational hub, with a population of over 1 million people. The city is also known for the dish gyutan, or grilled beef tongue. It's absolutely delicious and I would recommend anyone who has the chance to go and try it out themselves. With it being the largest city, that means it has plenty to offer its visitors as well. Notable locations include Rinnoji Temple, which is located in the north of the city and includes a beautiful Japanese garden and pagoda for those who want something scenic. For those of you who are more into their history, I recommend Zuihonen, the mausoleum of Date Masumame, one of the most powerful feudal lords of the Edo period and the man who founded the city of Sendai, with his son and grandson also in smaller mausoleums nearby. The unique and vibrant designs and colors of these tombs are a great reason alone to go and see them. You also have the Aoba Castle ruins. The castle itself was built in 1600 on Mount Aoba, 100 meters above Sendai. However, due to fires as well as bombings during the Second World War, all that is left are remnants of the outer stone walls and a guard tower. However, the lookout view that it offers of the city is great and worth a visit. A museum is also present on the grounds for those who wish to learn more about the castle's history. If you want a more cultural experience, why not participate in the local Tanabata Festival, which occurs every August and is one of the most famous Tanabata festivals in Japan. For context, Tanabata is also known as the Star Festival and is a traditional Japanese event celebrated on July 7th. Originating from a combination of Chinese and Japanese folklore, Tanabata celebrates the meeting of the deities Orihime and Hikoboshi once a year. According to legend, Orihime and Hikoboshi are separated by the Milky Way and are only allowed to meet on the 7th day of the 7th lunar month. The Sendai Festival has many decorations around the downtown area of the city, including that of kimonos and cranes, with fireworks being held on the night before the festival officially begins. Lastly, a great day trip to take from Sendai is Matsushima Bay, which has small islands scattered all over and is one of Japan's most iconic views. Some of the islands, such as Oshima and Fukuda, are accessible by bridge and you're able to stroll around them for a nice and relaxing time. The area around the bay is also home to Suiganji, one of the Tohoku region's most important Zen temples. So to get to Sendai, just take the Tohoku Shinkansen from Tokyo Station and simply get off at Sendai, with the one-way journey taking about 1.5 hours on the fastest Hayabusa service. If you want a scenic view of the coast, you can take the limited express Hitachi service too, which follows the Jōbun line, but this takes 4.5 hours instead. Next up on the list is Aomori City, the capital of Aomori Prefecture, and is in the northern region of Tohoku on Aomori Bay, an extension of the larger Mutsu Bay. As it is the northernmost prefectural capital in Honshu, the city historically has acted as a gateway to Hokkaido, with regular ferry services going to and from the islands across the Sugaru Strait. However, with the construction of the Seikan Tunnel and the rise of cheap domestic flights, many now skip this city entirely, which is a shame as there's plenty to see and enjoy. The thing that Aomori City is probably most known for is the Nebuta Matsuri Summer Festival, which is one of the Tohoku region's great festivals alongside Sendai, and it is a Tanabata-related festival held every year from early August. The attraction of this festival is the parading of gigantic lantern floats alongside musicians, like taiko drummers and numerous dancers. It can take a year for these floats to be designed and built. To end the event, however, there is a long fireworks display on the final night. But if you're not lucky enough to visit the event in person, you can still get a small experience of it at Nebuta Warase, a museum dedicated to the Nebuta Matsuri and conveniently located next to Aomori Station. Here you can get a detailed history of the traditional festival, but also get to see several floats that were used in previous festivals. If you visit on a weekend, you'll actually get to see a live but short demonstration of the taiko drums and dancing as well. 20 minutes from Aomori Station is the Sannai Maruyama Archaeological Site, the largest and best preserved village from Japan's Jōmon period, which took place between 13,000 and 300 BC. You can walk around the site and enter some recreations of houses from the time, along with going to exhibits of items found on the excavation site. So if you're really into your Japanese history, then this is definitely a location I would recommend to you. If you want a day trip from Aomori, then a close by option is Hirosaki, and it was one of Aomori's cultural capitals during the Edo period, which ended in 1868. The city has been built around Hirosaki Castle, which was built in 1611, and that is located in Hirosaki Park, one of the best places to view cherry blossoms in Japan. Please note though that there is some renovation works being carried out on the stone walls within the park and the castle grounds, which won't be completed until 2025. Hirosaki and Aomori Prefecture more widely are also known for its apples, so if you have time while visiting the city, I highly recommend you visit Hirosaki Apple Park, where you're able to go for some apple picking, and yes, you can keep the apples and take them home. I won't lie, they are probably some of the best apples I've ever had in my life, as they are so juicy and flavorful. You can also try pork tonkatsu sandwiches with apple slices included, or fresh apple pie, and you can even try some apple cider as well, if you're into that. Getting to Aomori is a relatively easy task, as you just take the Hayabusa service on the Tohoku Shinkansen from Tokyo and arrive at Shin Aomori Station in 3.5 hours, where you will then need to make a quick changeover to the local train on the All Main Line to get to Aomori Station. The last destination on this list is Yamagata Prefecture, located on the western side of the Tohoku region and borders the Sea of Japan and a mountainous central region, with 17% of the prefecture's total land area being designated as natural parks. And on that point, Yamagata is home to the Dewa Sanzan, or the three mountains of Dewa, Mount Hagoro, Mount Gasan, and Mount Yudono. These are sacred mountains to the Shigendo, a folk religion based on mountain worship, and is a mix between Buddhist and Shinto traditions, if I had to put it that way. Near the base of Mount Hagoro, you can find the Hagoro Pagoda, which is considered a national treasure of Japan. Getting to the Dewa Sanzan does take a bit of time though, as you need to take the Joetsu Shinkansen, which is not covered by the Tohoku Pass, but the JR East Nagano Niigata Area Pass instead, to Niigata Station, where you need to change trains and take the limited express Inaho to Sakata City, with the one-way trip taking about 4.5 hours. The other location to check out in Yamagata Prefecture is Yamadera, an over 1,000-year temple located in the steep mountains near Yamagata City. The base of the mountains contained several buildings, including the main hall of Yamadera. However, if you want to reach the upper areas of the temple ground, you need to hike for at least 30 minutes. Once you're at the top though, you are rewarded with great views of the nearby valley. If you decide to go during the autumn, you'll be able to see the beautiful orange colors the changing of the seasons bring to that area. Getting to Yamadera is a lot more straightforward than the Dewa Sanzan, as you can take a 20-minute train ride along the JR Senzan line from Yamagata Station, or an hour train ride from Sendai, also along the Senzan. Both Sendai and Yamagata are accessible to Tokyo via the Shinkansen, of course the Tohoku and Yamagata Shinkansen respectively, but it is worth noting that the Sendai route is usually faster, though less scenic, if you ask me. And with that, another episode of Training in Japan has come to an end, and I hope you enjoyed listening. If you want updates on episodes, travel tips, or train news, follow the show on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Let me know if you have been to the Tohoku region and what you think of it. Do you love it as much as I do? Thanks for listening, and I'll see you down the line.